over these last number of months, and specifically through the 40 days of prayer, God has been really at work in the life of our church family. If you were here a number of weeks ago, there was some stories from our kids' ministry, how Jesus was, by his Spirit, just really speaking to some of our kids in some pretty extraordinary ways. I know that our youth ministry has been pressing into God as well. Our young adults had a time of worship this past Tuesday night. And, you know, as a pastor, it's such a privilege to be able to serve God in this capacity with our church family. And sometimes I get to hear stories that not everyone gets to hear. But this morning, there's a number of people who've just taken some courage to come and just share a snapshot of some of what God has been doing in their life. And every time it takes a bit of courage to do that, but we're so glad you've chosen to do that. And we just want to bless you as you have chosen just to come forward and say, this is what God's been doing in my life. He can do that for you. None of us are, we're all special and none of us are special. God has a great love for every single one of us. And so you might go, wow, I just want to know God that way. And it's possible for you. You can know him that way. God is faithful to respond when we call out to him. And that's really what the close of our time is going to be all about, coming forward to receive in a fresh new way. So we're going to have a number of individuals just come one after the other and just share a minute or two. And I just want to introduce them all now, and then they're just going to come one after the other. So we're going to hear this morning from Linda Jameson, Ronnie Scott, one of our elders, Melissa Mitchell, Dave Sattler, and Charlotte Cron. So would you give it up for these guys as they come? So Linda, will you come? And
I've been reading the Bible and journaling for a long time. And I've had many great experiences of God giving me just the right scripture for an occasion. But I wanted more. I didn't relate when I heard other people talk about how God spoke to them. I committed to the 40 days of prayer, and my desire to hear his voice intensified. At the same time, my husband and I took the opportunity to do the Hearing God's Voice course at church with Linda Ray. We were taught to ask questions of the Lord and listen and write down the thoughts that followed. Linda read out some of her conversations with God, and she had written them as if he was right there talking to her. During one of the classes, we were given time to seek the Lord individually, and for the first time, I wrote down the thoughts that followed the question using my name. It was amazing. The thoughts were already inside my head, but they were coming from him. His voice was so loving and kind and familiar, I realized that he has been talking to me all along, and I'd been writing them down as if I was telling them to him. When I wrote them down as him speaking to me, they became so personal and intimate. He says the most wonderful things to me and reminds me to keep trusting him because he is good and kind and capable, and he knows what's best for me. And this is one of the things he said to me. Linda, your love and desire for me must be greater than your fear and anxiety. Oh, I should just tell you, I'd just been whining about something and trying to give my fears and anxieties over to him. So, Linda, your love and desire for me must be greater than your fear and anxiety. You have asked me to clothe you in strength and dignity and to show you how to laugh without fear of the future. I am. It is not an overnight thing. It is a moment-by-moment thing. I'm glad you've given me your fears and anxieties, or are trying to. As you give these over, let go of them. Focus on my love and provision for you, and be thankful, praiseful, and hopeful. I will not let you down. I am your Father, Linda. I believe he is talking to everyone already, and I encourage you to keep pressing in and asking him to open the eyes and ears of your heart to all that he has for you.
So our home group decided we would spend the first Monday night of the 40 days downstairs in the prayer room instead of home group. The time was so neat that we decided we would continue throughout the period every Monday coming down here instead of having home group. And it was an awesome time, and we had a lot of great stories, and a lot of people just blessed at how we even spent 10 or 15 minutes just in that quiet time where we didn't even pray out loud but just prayed internally. For me, myself, I spent a bit of time praying through the prayer guide that Shane had found for us. And whilst God didn't answer my prayers in the way I expected him to, He was incredibly powerful in that time. He taught me some neat things about the big issues I was praying into. And he answered my prayers in a totally different way than I expected, which was really cool. But what I wanted to share particularly is from Monica, who is one of our home group members, who had a really powerful experience of God through this time. So I'll sort of paraphrase a little bit of what she had said in summary. Monica's job ended very unexpectedly, pretty much the day before the 40 days of prayer. And she was a bit shocked about it. But the night before that happened, it's actually the week before the 40 days of prayer, but the night before we started on that journey, we were at home group and we were praying. And she was given a vision of Jesus as that soldier on the white horse. And she really felt and understood the power of God and how awesome that he was. And she'd never really had experiences like that before, but that was the day before she lost her job. So as she went into that day, she really went in with the power and knowledge that God was with her. So she was able to trust God throughout that time, and through the 40 days of prayer then, she was praying for her major concern, her big issue, which was that. And as she came to the close of as we were nearing the close of the 40 days, she began to feel prompted to send out her job resume. She knew what she wanted, and she really didn't feel like there was going to be a lot of opportunity for that to happen exactly how she went out. But within 30 hours of her sending out her resume to two different job agencies, she had found what she feels like is the perfect job, better than the job she had before, and in a way that in her industry would never normally happen. The process was so fast and so well planned that she couldn't help but ignore God's power in it. So she's very thankful that everything worked out well, but what really overtook Monica, and she'll talk about it to anyone who ever meets Monica around the place, is that the biggest blessing for her was how it affected her prayer life and what she learned about how God is waiting and wanting to answer her prayers. That God wants to be in daily communication with us. Nothing is too big and nothing is too small. He wants us to take all our concerns in prayer. He's always faithful. And Monica has now got a prayer journal beside her bed with a list of things she wants to pray for each and every day. So it was a really blessing time for us.
That's great. Thank you.
Well, kind of like Ronnie, some things happened during the 40 days of prayer that I didn't expect. I didn't really know what to expect because I'd never done 40 days of prayer before. But I have to admit, I was kind of expecting some miracles and things to take place. But during the 40 days, nothing really, that struck me as significant happened. And so I was, just a little confused by that. But it was after the 40 days that I started seeing God really working. And I got the feeling that the 40 days was kind of like someone drawing a bow back for 40 days. And then when the 40 days are up, it lets go. And God's power just, is freed. That was my experience anyway. I do want to say that I prayed alone and with several groups of friends during the 40 days. And we prayed for a lot of people. And praying mainly for them to know God or get closer to Him. And many of those prayers have been answered. We've been seeing significant growth in the people that we were praying for. But I want to share my own personal experience with you, which wasn't really even in an answer to prayer. I hadn't been praying about this, but it was like extraordinary blessings were being poured out on me more than I had even thought of or asked for. There were three main areas where I experienced God working after the 40 days. The first one was a renewed vision of the Christian story. I just kind of got this picture in my mind that came to me in a very simple view of, one, the way God made the world and us, characterized by loving relationships with us with Him, us with others, peace, health, beauty. And then the world as we know it today, where we have war and strife and sickness and pollution. And I just I could see now that Jesus and the cross is the bridge, the offer of restoration that God's holding out for us, the opportunity to go back to what the way he created things. So that was just a kind of nice, simple picture of the world. I got a renewed vision of my relation to my neighbors, who I could see either as children of the light, who are believers, and have accepted God's plan to bring us back to him, and children of the darkness, who the Bible says are blinded by the evil one, and they've not had the veil lifted so that they can see God's plan to bring us back to himself. So this simple categorization of people led to a third area of growth, which was an increased ability to love my neighbors. And that really is something I have been praying for and continue to pray for. But that simple view of people kind of negates any significance of social standing or education or appearance or all those other things that tend to inhibit me and interfere with simply loving people from all walks of life. So now I can either love them as my brothers and sisters in Christ, so it's very easy to love our brothers and sisters, or I love them with a compassion because I feel that they are blinded and I want them to be able to see. So generally, I'd say that the 40 days of prayer enabled me to cut through a lot of confusion and unnecessary complications in my view of people and life and God's plan, and to see things just more simply and clearly.
For me, I was looking for some spectacular miracles as well. You could talk to my wife about a few miracles that happened to her during the 40 days, but not me, like her wallet being found on the number one highway. It's a great story. But for me, this was a time of God calling me into deeper intimacy with him. And I live a very fast-paced, busy life. I'm a bit of a control freak. And it's hard for me a lot of times to press into intimacy with God, just to slow my life down for that. But I found in this season of my life, I was really hungry for it. And the Lord used this time to shape me in ways that I could not have imagined probably prior to that. Nothing sort of spectacular or miraculous, but God spoke to me through his word primarily. And also, he opened new levels of conversation between us, particularly through his word. I'm not necessarily a big OT guy, Old Testament guy, but I spent time in the 40 days in Numbers and Deuteronomy. That's where God kind of placed me. And it's all about the people of Israel wandering around and grumbling and complaining, yet finding themselves in the promised land where really God wants to forge a new kind of relationship with his people. And this really spoke to me. The verse that really jumped out to me was in Deuteronomy chapter 7, where I really felt God speaking to me as he was saying to the people of Israel. It says this: God was not attracted to you because you were big and important. He did it out of his sheer love for you. And this was really, really music to my soul. And I wrote in my journal, I'd like to share it with you. God said to the people of Israel, in the land that God, your God, in the promised land, it's a land that God, your God, personally tends. What was being implied here was a new kind of relationship between God and his people. In order for the Israelites to experience the full blessing of the land, they had to live in total dependence on God. And this is counterintuitive for us all. While I want the Lord to lead my life because I know that it's the best and only way, I continue to hold on to control in any ways I can. And it never works. God, I confess, I'm like the people of Israel, desiring the freedom you offer, yet rejecting the responsibility that goes along with that freedom. God, give me faith to surrender control to you. I offer up my family, my career, my marriage, my money, my skills and gifts, my time to be wholly used by you. Only in this can I hope to find satisfaction. I love you, Lord.
Hi, my name's Charlotte. And my husband, Pete, and I are part of a home group. So that's what I'm talking about, mostly our home group, not my personal journey exactly. We meet bi-weekly. We're a group made up of 30s, 40s, and 50-year-olds, from having no kids to grandkids, and we come from very diverse backgrounds. We are real with some real problems in our own families, but we all accept one another. In thinking of a God story, I like to compare our group to spring, which is my favorite season, and signs of growth peeking up here and there. We take turns leading the group, so each time is a growing experience for the person or couple involved. You can't learn without doing, after all. The church's 40 days of prayer was a focus for us recently. We attended one of the evenings as a group, and it was a blessing for me personally because one of our members opened up and prayed with me about the new awareness and desire that she had for her unsaved family members to find Christ. A couple found the prayer room meaningful and wrote something on the prayer wall there. And one of the couples said that they pray together daily at home, which is actually pretty amazing because guys and gals don't always pray together that well, I know in my own life. And back in our Bible study, we have split into men and women prayer times. Prayer is a great leveler and removes any differences that we might have. It makes us all humble. It takes the focus off ourselves as we pray for one another's needs. We have also reminded each other to focus on gratitude when we are praying. Even though our group has not prayed together often enough, I believe we each have a heightened awareness that God is working in our lives, and there is a greater desire to ask God for His wisdom in our decisions. It brings us close when someone asks, "Could you pray for me for the following?" I hope we keep on making the time to pray as a group. I hope we keep on making time to pray as a group instead of just at home, because God is close to us and hears us. I think it will build our faith so much as well as we wait for God answers.
I want to just invite the worship team to come. I want to thank. Just want to thank Linda and Ronnie and Melissa and Dave and Charlotte for coming and giving your story. We want to be a church of testimony. We want to invite God to help us see the way that He is at work and prompt us to display that before one another. Not in a showboat, look at me kind of way, but a look at what God can do kind of way. That He is so personal, that He is so real. And if we are willing to give Him some time, if we're willing to step out and ask Him to come, He will come. But as you heard, it may not be as expected, or it might be before you began asking. I love that story that Monica shared about seeing Jesus in white on the horse. It comes right out of Revelation, right out of the scriptures brought to her. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. Brings the Word of God and makes it alive to our hearts and introduces us to the reality behind the words on the page that we read. We want to be a church that's fully alive to Him. He wants to come and refresh your soul. Jesus wants to come by His Spirit and renew your hope. He wants you to know that He is your greatest hope. He is the source of life. He's the beginning and He's the end. And He is jealous for your heart and for mine. I know for me, during the 40 days, God said at least two things to me. And both these things came through other people. But I clearly heard God speaking through these people. And one was, "Shane, there's new things I want to do, but it's just a good time to wait on me and enjoy the waiting." And I don't like to wait. But that was His word to me. The second was, "Shane, there's more I'd like to do through you if you would choose to step out more and be a little bit more bold and care a little bit less what people think." And I'm like, "I'm a pastor. What more do you want from me, God?" He wants a lot more from me. He's got a unique word for you, too. For whatever season you're in, whatever's on your plate, whatever destiny He has for you in terms of living out his purposes in small and big ways. So I'd like to invite you to stand with me this morning as we close. We have a prayer ministry team this morning, made up of a number of volunteers, and I want to ask all of our pastoral staff this morning to be available to pray in these front rows here. And we have a number of worship songs that we want to conclude with. I think we'll sing at least one song altogether, and then maybe after this first song, I just want to invite anyone and all to come and just receive some prayer this morning. There's nothing special about those praying aside from the fact that God loves us. Mark and Dave, could you join me on the platform for a second? I just want to give one quick illustration before we sing, just show you how prayer ministry works. And maybe Alilo, could you just... When Alilo comes forward to receive prayer, come on up right here. Thank you. And I'm choosing to believe that God will use our relationship to bless him and to release some things in a fresh way in prayer. Here's what's really happening. It's not really Shane so much laying his hand and praying so much, although I am. But I'm cooperating with three others. One is the Father. So, Dave, would you put your hand on Alilo? One is the Son. Mark, would you? And could I have Linda Jameson, would you come up? And one is the Holy Spirit. So, it's not me. It's our God using me and helping us both receive. That's the picture of what it means to lay hands on someone and pray for them. It's about exalting God and receiving from him. Thank you. So we're going to sing. We're just going to give our hearts in worship. We're going to formally close. May God bless you. May he fill up your heart. May he give you faith to trust him for whatever it is you need today. This is sort of the formal close of our service this morning. But the band's going to play. We're still going to pray. And we just invite you to linger if you'd like to linger. But may God bless you and keep you and take you further into his heart. And we'll see you next Sunday.